Hello and welcome to episode 7 of the 7MLC podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about how we can maximize the hours in our day to increase productivity and get more stuff done. And it's actually a lot simpler than it sounds. That's coming up next. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the 7MLC podcast with me, your host. If this is our first time meeting, thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Michael Lewis Cunningham. I'm a professional athlete in the Major Arena Soccer League, also the owner of 7MLC Training, the one-stop resource for aspiring footballers. You guys know the drill by now. You can check me out on YouTube. Just type in 7MLC, or you can check out my website for 7-day training programs at 7MLCtraining.com. But let's dive right into today's topic, because this is a good one. This is going to help you guys out on the journey to your business, the journey to your athletic potential. Anything you're aspiring towards, this is going to help you along the way to maximize the time in your day so that you can be more productive and get to where you want to be a lot quicker. So this is a big one. So there's 24 hours in a day. Some might say that's a long time. Some may say it's a short time. But do you often hear people saying there's just not enough time in a day to get what I want done? I don't have time to do all the things I need to do and then do all the things I want to do. We have a lot of obligations in life. We have a lot of appointments that we need to stick to, whether that's college classes. We need to be on time, otherwise we're going to get punctuality marks knocked off of our grade. We need to be at work on time, otherwise we're going to get disciplined for that, maybe even fired. There's a lot of appointments we have to stick to. Maybe we have to go to a dentist appointment. We have to go to a doctor's appointment. And there's always consequences from not attending the appointments. And it's very interesting because we can be very good, very disciplined at sticking to appointments that other people set for us. So if our boss requires us to come in at a certain time, we usually are at work on time. But we're not like that with ourselves, with our own appointments that we set out. So if we have to go to the gym that day, or if we have to train that day, if we want to write a page of the book that we're writing that day, if we miss those appointments, we're not that hard on ourselves. We just treat it as, oh, I'll just pick it up tomorrow. Oh, I'll just do more tomorrow, the next day, next week. We don't stick to our appointments the same way as other people's appointments. And that's the mindset that needs to change if we want to maximize the productivity of our day. So here's what we're going to do right now to start being more proactive, more productive with our time. I want you to take your calendar, whether that's an old school written calendar, whether that's your phone. But I want you to start writing appointments for yourself. Start with just one day. Maybe you can even start tomorrow. Why not get it going immediately? But write in your calendar exactly what time you're going to be waking up tomorrow. And then I want you to write down all the appointments you're obligated to. So if you have a job you need to be at tomorrow, write in that appointment. If you have a dentist appointment tomorrow, write that in. And then with the time outside of those hours, I want you to make a few appointments for yourself. So whatever it is you're aspiring towards, if that means getting up a little bit earlier, so be it. If that means taking a little time in the evening where you're usually just lounging around the house, so be it. Make sure you're setting appointments for yourself. That's going to further you towards your actual personal ambitions. So that's the first step. Write down your appointments with strict times that you know you have to attend, just like it was a job interview or something like that. Treat it with the same level of importance, if not even more importance, and make sure you stick to it. And the second step is when you're actually at these appointments, make sure you're being productive with your time. So if you set yourself out an hour to go to the gym, don't spend the first 10-15 minutes at the gym scrolling through your phone, responding to emails or anything like that. You've dedicated this time to your fitness goals. So spend that entire hour working towards it. Make sure you're not sharing that time between other things that aren't related to the goal. And you're going to notice not only are you being more productive with your time, getting more done for yourself, the quality of the time you spend working on those things is going to go up massively because you're not distracted by other things. Your full attention is going to be on those tasks ahead and you're going to do them with the best quality and dedication you can possibly give. And through that, you're going to see much better results on the opposite side of them. So that's my second tip for you. Now, I can already hear excuses. You've probably started convincing yourself of excuses already because that's our nature. That's what we want to do. We want to give ourselves excuses why we can't follow certain ambitions because we want a crutch to stand on, an excuse to say why we didn't achieve it. But at the end of the day, if we don't achieve something, that's on us. That's on nothing else. It's not on the time you spend at work. It's not on the time you spend with family outside of work. There's always time to dedicate towards achieving your goals. I want you to do something for a second, just to keep yourself accountable. I want you to go into your phone right now. If you're on an iPhone, go into your settings. I want you to see how long you spend on certain apps. There's a setting that shows you how many hours a week you spend on certain apps, and you might be quite shocked. The truth is, there's always something you can do to get closer to your goals with the time you have. Maybe you can't always get to the gym. Maybe there's other restrictions. Maybe you can't always get to the football pitch. There might be other restrictions. You might not have transport or something else. It might just be way too far. I'm not expecting anybody to walk 20 miles to get to the next football pitch if they can't get there. But there's always something you can do wherever you are. If you're in your house, you can spend an extra 30 minutes on ball mastery. This is why I put out my 7-day ball mastery training programs on my website, because you can get thousands of extra touches in small spaces. This is exactly what I was doing when I was younger. In those moments where I couldn't get to the football pitch, I'd wait till my mum went to work. Mum, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. I promise I didn't break anything. But as soon as my mum went to work and the house was empty, I would be dribbling around that house with the ball, just trying to get extra touches, putting chairs in the living room to act as defenders, taking them on 1v1, but just getting loads and loads of touches, getting more comfortable with the ball. And I started to see better results on the training pitch when I could make it. My ball control was much better because of the extra time I spent at home working on my ball mastery. If you've got a fitness goal but you can't get to the gym, there's so many different bodyweight exercises you can be doing at home. Not only that, you can be doing yoga to improve your flexibility and other areas of your physical health. There's so many things you can be doing with your day outside of the gym. You don't have to wait for those opportune moments. You just have to be as productive as you can be with the time you have allowed to your schedule. So although it's really simple, that is the message for today's podcast. It's to start making appointments with yourself. Treat your own appointments like you do other people's appointments. The way you stress on getting through traffic to get to that appointment at the doctor's, at work, treat your own appointments the exact same way. If you set yourself a goal of training at 7 o'clock in the morning to get to the pitch before work so you can put in a full hour of training, don't spend the first 10 minutes on your phone. Get to the pitch early, warm up, get going at 7 o'clock, and don't be distracted until 8 o'clock rolls around. Spend that full hour dedicated to improving yourself as a footballer. If you're going to the gym, spend that full hour working towards your fitness goals. If you're writing a book and you've set yourself 2 hours to write, spend that entire 2 hours writing. So whatever it is you're working towards, not only do you need to set yourself appointments to stick to, but when you're at the appointment, engage fully. Don't share that time between other things, but dedicate yourself to those appointments and get the most out of it. And trust me, just try this for 1 day, then turn it into 2 days, then turn it into a full week, then turn it into a full month of structuring your days, not only around other people's appointments, but your own appointments. And you'll be so surprised how much closer you get towards achieving your goals in a shorter space of time by applying this to your life. And not only that, the other areas of your life are going to excel as well, because if you're excellent in one area, you start being excellent in all areas. You start having a lot more pride in yourself. You start respecting yourself, caring about yourself a lot more, and that allows you to care and respect other people a lot more. So that's it for today's message. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got some value out of it. As always, if you could do me a favor before you leave, if you could just leave a rating on the podcast, a review if possible, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you're subscribing so you're the first to know when we drop a new weekly episode. Thanks so much for lending me your ears today, guys. And as always, get out there and fulfill your potential.